Do you have any fear? You wish you could pretend that no, I'm brave, I'm fear of poverty. Do you understand it? That's the subject we are talking about here. Fagr va fana. Poverty and non-existence. And we have problem with both of them. The fear of poverty. It has nothing to do with quality of your life. It's always quantity. How much? When you understand that not having and not being is just relax. Cool down. Turn off this me fellow which is here. It's not me. It's injected in me. One of the funniest part of it that I always think about is culture. What is culture? Culture is something that is cultivated in me, right? By whom? The old ones. How are they? Forget about the stories you make. They were stupid, weren't they? Look backward. What do you see? Extension of stupidity. There is a little chance for improvement. There is always chance for improvement, isn't it? That's the point. If you could forget about me and think about we, this culture. Okay, where are we? We are talking about the different ways of getting lucky, that chance we were talking about, right? We are at the final story of Masnavi. Three guys. You're going to hear the story of, do you remember?
The second prince.
Only two of them. The third one. The final part of the story is short. And you say, oh, the third one, which was not like this, happened to be like something else. End. You should know it. So, there are three choices. And you should find some hidden problem in the first two ones, because somehow he is not even criticizing them, Rumi. And they both have almost a final ending, a good one. Both of them, right? So forget about all the problem we talked about, traveling, starting from me and coming to here. Forget about all the problems. If the magic happens, no problem. The first one arrived. What happened? Nothing. He arrived. He was given everything. Means what? Nothing. Because he had everything. These are the princes, remember? They inherited one third of that big country of their father. So, here he arrived. The case was this, I make it short. The boss knows him. He doesn't know that. He cannot understand that, because he is used to be like you, normal. So he was looking for acknowledgement that that new king will say, oh yeah, this is a prince, blah, blah, blah. No. He gave him everything and he didn't get it. What was he looking for? Sort of acknowledgement and thing like that, right? Because they didn't declare that he is great. Do you find it in yourself? If you don't look around better. Because this is a part of the human being. Need to be appreciated by the other people and acknowledge that you are good and blah blah, all of that. Begging for being famous. Look around you. We are in the 21st century, it's not the Rumi's time. A group of people concentrated. Los Angeles and somewhere in India. What are they looking for? To be famous. It pays. All of that stuff. And now that's the first one. The second one is here. And now, before starting, I will tell you the end of this one. This fellow, like the first, will be given everything. But he is not even good person enough to appreciate what he gets. Arrogance. Suddenly he will think that, me? I'm a prince. I'm a king for myself. Who's this fellow? So what about this? He doesn't appreciate what he's given. Why? Why? Because he doesn't understand it in a way. By understanding, I don't mean understanding. I mean feeling, this passion to good, to do good things for others. He doesn't know that. If you get lucky, what should you do?